Robin Martinez asked the PUC to clarify or vacate the protective order. The Dakota Rural Action Attorney says that some of the information turned over by TransCanada has been designated for attorney's eyes only, which keeps him from getting needed advice.
I'm not an engineer. You know, if I take a look at some of the operations reports or and maintenance manuals, or, for instance, their hazardous liquid integrity management program, you know, that's going to be largely Greek to me. I'm going to need input from experts, from engineers.
Martinez says the pipeline company has shifted the burden of proving whether certain information should be confidential onto the interveners. But he says it's TransCanada's duty to establish legal grounds and a factual basis for requesting confidentiality. TransCanada lawyer William Taylor says his company has offered to work with lawyers on the other side.
You can show these documents to your experts. All we want to know is who they are and get them to endorse the order. Number two, we don't think there's any issue with attorneys and staff in your law firms seeing the documents. We think that they are bound by the same ethical standards that the lawyers are bound by.
Taylor emphasized the importance of protecting trade secrets and proprietary information. Opposition lawyers pointed out that as long as the PUC order says the information is for their eyes only, they cannot ethically share it with other parties, even if TransCanada says it's okay. After a couple of hours of discussion, PUC commissioners expanded the cloak of confidentiality to attorneys, staff, and co-counsel, and to expert witnesses as long as they're identified to TransCanada and sign acknowledgement of the order. Individual interveners not represented by lawyers have to make their own arrangements with TransCanada to see confidential information. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.